Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Calorie. Leading off today, Apple is rolling out an update to its Dark Sky Weather application, which it acquired last year. This marks only the second update to Dark Sky since Apple announced the acquisition, and it brings Apple Watch improvements, accessibility updates, and more. Apple announced that it was acquiring the popular hyper-local weather app Dark Sky in March of 2020, and it recently said that the application, the website, and the API will be shutting down at the end of 2022. Nonetheless, Apple continues to sell Dark Sky in the App Store for $4, so it seems like we can expect continued updates until then. Dark Sky version 6.8.5 is rolling out now on the App Store, and it brings improved voiceover support, addresses an issue that could prevent the moon phase from updating, and includes a variety of stability and performance improvements. Perhaps most notably, the complications on Apple Watch, which are the Dark Sky icons and stats you can add to your watch face, will also now update more frequently. So even though Dark Sky is set to be retired in less than 2 years, you can still find it on the App Store with regular updates for $4. In other news today, one of the biggest changes in macOS Monterey is the all-new Safari interface. This manifests itself in multiple different ways, including a new tab design, new tab groups for syncing your tabs across all of your devices, and a new toolbar that matches the color of the website you're visiting. Much like the rest of the Safari redesign, the colored toolbar has been controversial. It can look cool in some cases, but there are a few websites where the toolbar just feels wrong. So for now, Apple has added a way to switch back to the old toolbar that is just silver and doesn't match the color of the website. If you're running macOS Monterey or running the Safari technical preview on Big Sur, just open Safari, click Preferences in the upper right corner, click on the Advanced tab, and toggle on Never Use Background Color in Toolbar. So now when you're browsing in Safari, the toolbar will just stay in the normal light or dark mode design. And if you want to get rid of the new tab design altogether, we've got a specific command in the show notes that should work for that for now, but it could be something that Apple removes, so don't expect it to last through the entire macOS Monterey beta testing process. We are sponsored today by Calorie. Calorie is the quickest way to count calories, track macros, track water intake, and everything else directly on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. With a simple and user-friendly design, Calorie sets itself apart from other nutrition applications, providing a quick and clutter-free way to record your calories consumed. Based on your weight, height, and activity level, Calorie will calculate a suggested daily calorie goal for you. This daily goal can also factor in if you want to maintain, lose, or gain weight. And once you've set up your goal in Calorie, it helps you stay on track with notifications and reminders, a beautiful design, and integration with Apple Health. Recording the calories of your foods while you eat them is a great way to get a clearer picture of your nutrition. You can get started with Calorie today for free by searching for it on the App Store, C-A-L-O-R-Y, or hit the link in the show notes. Rounding out today, a new report from the New York Times details that Apple's CEO Tim Cook has personally been lobbying the U.S. Congress to warn against the potential looming antitrust legislation. According to the report, Cook personally called Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in the days after antitrust legislation targeting big tech was introduced to voice concerns about what the legislation includes. According to the report, Cook told Pelosi that the antitrust bills were rushed and would crimp innovation. The Apple CEO said they would hurt customers by disrupting the services that power the iPhone. Pelosi, however, reportedly pushed back against Cook's concerns and rejected his request that the House Judiciary Committee delay the process of considering the bills. She also pressed Cook to identify more specific objections to the new policies. In addition to the phone calls with Speaker Pelosi, Cook is also said to have spoken with other members of Congress to deliver a warning on the effects of such harsh antitrust legislation. Further details about who he spoke to are unclear. Apple is also working with lobbying groups to oppose the antitrust legislation, including the App Association, which is a trade organization sponsored by Apple, which sent a letter to lawmakers yesterday saying that introducing legislation that would limit the services big tech companies can provide would harm constituents. Lawmakers have introduced 5 bills targeting Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. Among other things, the legislation would significantly affect the App Store and impact Apple's ability to pre-install applications on iPhones. The goal of the legislation is to make sure that big tech companies like Apple are not using their market dominance to favor their own products and services. The eventual outcome here remains to be seen, but now that the legislation has officially been introduced, it's clear that Cook and Apple are concerned about the implications, but we'll have to wait to find out to see if this advances any further. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.